friends. When you need to know the truth, call Gateway Investigations, 238-1367. That's 238-1367. Visit us online at gatewaypi.net or email me, Tim at gatewaypi.net.
Rosalita's Cantina is St. Louis's go-to Tex-Mex, now with a new DePere location. Stop in with coworkers or clients Monday through Friday from 11 to 4 and enjoy a delicious lunch combo. Choose from 14 flavor-filled entrees, all served with rice, refried beans, and a soda. Or order the tableside guacamole and enjoy the show as your server makes fresh guacamole from scratch just for you. Visit Rosalita's Cantina at two convenient locations, 1235 Washington Avenue downtown or 12796 Manchester, just west of 270. Rosalita's Cantina, Tex-Mex. Done right.
Are you stuck with an inaccurate credit report? A credit report that's causing you to be denied credit? Then do what Kathy did and call Lexington Law Firm.
I was trying to finance a car, and it was, they wouldn't finance the car.
One call was all it took to start back on the track to repairing her credit.
I'm telling you, it was amazing. Y'all have really changed my life. I could not have straightened this out by myself.
Don't let an inaccurate credit report hold you back. Illinois or Missouri residents, call Lexington Law at 1-833-337-2239. That's 1-833-337-2239. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements. Your results will vary. Client was compensated for her time. John C. Heath, Attorney at Law, PC, DBA Lexington Law, and of Counsel Attorneys, 360 North Cutler Drive, North Salt Lake, Utah, 84054. Lance C. Martin of Counsel to Lexington Law in Illinois. Eleanor Don Hughes, licensed in Missouri.
I'm 70s heartthrob Doug Vaughn for Ragazzi's Restaurant. Oh, they have some fantastic food, and that's an understatement. Same family recipes for 61 years. They have the fast steam table lunches Monday to Friday for $8.95. Not sure there's a better deal in town than that. Try their 32-ounce frozen fish bowl, especially refreshing in this hot summer weather and available for filling with any of your preferred beverages. They have a Father's Day promotion. T-shirts reduced to $15 a piece with the purchase of a $25 gift card at Ragazzi's.
Oh, hey, this is Tom from Salt and Smoke. Is Pauly Shore ever eaten at your restaurant?
No.
Ew.
No. Oh, God, no. No.
Oh, okay. Well, has he ever eaten at your restaurant twice?
Excuse me.
It's so embarrassing. Salt and Smoke. Now featuring the Hamptons.
Let's all go to the lobby. 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 Let's all go to the lobby.
Well, I wonder who wrote these lyrics. Genius.
Let's all go to the lobby.
Let's all go to the lobby.
To get ourselves a treat.
A treat. Yeah. I was in a movie theater this past weekend, and it was the first time in probably a couple of months. What my wife and I do is we'll not see a movie in the theater for 2 or 3 months, and then we'll go see four in 2 weeks. That's just the way we get caught up. It is Tuesday, which means it is that's the day we check in with Dan Buffa, and he's going to talk to us about movies, what to see, and TV, what to see, what to stay away from, at least in his opinion. Brought to you by Window World. The last time I spoke with you folks, Window World was the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Hang on. Yep, they still are.
Hmm.
They're still the number one replacement window in the United States. If you'd like to know more, and I hope you do want to know more, especially if you need windows, go to windowworldstlouis.com. Please give it up for movie TV reviewer and Uber driver Dan Buffa.
Hey.
No. Oh, hold on.
No, that's for Bill Clinton.
I was just teasing.
Limey, you don't tease. There are certain things that have been
specific. This is getting off on a great foot.
That have been specifically allocated. That is Cleveland's humiliating, degrading, small audience clap. It is not to be used on anybody. Right. I hate scolding you in front of people, but this is the only way this is going to work. We're going to do this again. Edit that out. You know what to do.
Radio edit.
Please give it up for Dan Buffa.
Yeah, there you go.
I like that.
That crowd.
That's like standing. That's an Academy Award acceptance speech class.
That's a stadium.
I like it.
How you doing?
I'm pretty good, man. How you doing?
Good. After we talk about movies and TV, we'll talk a little bit about the Uber thing, because you probably told us before you drove for Uber, but I have zero memory of a lot of things, and I don't remember it, and I'd like to hear a little bit about how that's going and Uber stories, but I want to start by telling you, you don't have to do another review of it, because I think you did Mr. Rogers, the documentary. You did that, did you not? Mm-hmm. Did you cover that?
Did I review Tag last week?
I don't think so. Mm-hmm.
I watched that, and it is hilarious. Well, let's start with that.
I saw
What'd you see?
Won't You Be My Neighbor, and I agree with everybody who has said 5 stars out of 5, 4 ARDs. I agree with all of them.
It's great.
And it's nothing. Let me put it this way. If you never saw Mr. Rogers.
No.
And I don't think I've ever seen one whole show. I knew who he was. I knew there was a trolley.
I watched a ton of it.
But if you've never even seen it, by the time this movie's over, you will have such an appreciation for the fact that a human being like Fred Rogers can still exist on this earth. Now, I'd like to think now that he's gone, there are other people like him.
Carrying the baton. But for me, I didn't know that he went up against that senator like that.
I did. I had actually seen that little, not confrontation, but I had seen that footage from that hearing.
When he was trying to take PBS's funding, and he was like, and the thing is, he was so calm.
Right.
You know, a lot of people would have raised their voice, but he just sat there and said, look, this is what I do, and I think it's very important. But talk about a guy who was just genuine decency.
All right. Now, there's one thing that you did not talk about, and I'm not giving anything away in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is so, I don't even know the word, just, you're just left not knowing how to describe how something like this could be. Fred Rogers was all about love, people loving each other. Not in a sick, perverted way,
no.
just compassion and understanding.
Helping each other.
Yeah. The word's love, L-O-V-E. I love you, 3 words. I has 1 letter in it. Love has 4 and U is 3. 143. Mm-hmm. Don't give this away. 143, that's love. In numerically, that would be love. 1 letter, 4 letters, 3 letters, 143. His entire adult life, every single day of his life, and he weighed every day, he weighed exactly 143 pounds.
Yeah, that's right.
How about that? How about that?
He never wavered, even in throughout his whole life. And really, up until he really left him, until he passed away, he just kept, you know, trying to impact the world. It's like, you know, certain people, they'll make an impact, then they'll kind of, you know, they'll back away. But he just kept wanting to connect with kids. And even teenagers and even adults trying to help them. I didn't know about that. I watched him when I was a kid, but I didn't know about his impact, how far it stretched.
Nobody did.
It stretched.
And here's the thing. For him to go at 74, I think it was, is just too bad, because how could you be leaner, healthier? He swam, I think, every day. He was diligent.
He looked the same, I mean, for so many years.
Yeah. Not overweight, 143 pounds, for goodness sake.
And I said it in my review. I said that's right at the top of my list for best documentary. And it's got some competition. There's a Whitney Houston documentary coming out in July. It's going to, you know, swing its weight around in the documentary category. But that's the front runner. Morgan Neville, who has already won an Oscar for a documentary, did this one. And it's great. I mean, it's right at the top of the list.
Morgan Neville. Is he the guy with the big ugly mole?
That's Aaron Neville.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's Aaron.
All right, it's all yours. We're off Mr. Rogers. What do you got for me?
All right, so last Friday, a movie called Tag came out. And this is based on a true story of a group of friends who have, ever since they were young, let's say 8 or 9 years old, played the same game of Tag over 30 years. And the movie stars Jeremy Renner, John Hamm, Ed Helms, Hannibal Buress, and these five friends, Jake Johnson, they've been playing the same tag. So let's say a friend goes
Kevin
to
Kevin Bacon in it?
He's not.
Too bad, because you'd have ham and bacon.
There you go. Bacon.
They did a story on the real guys.
Wall Street Journal, yeah.
It was either 60 Minutes or CBS Sunday Morning. And one of those two shows.
It's crazy. You'll have a friend go up to a friend at a funeral and go, I'm sorry about your dad.
Yeah.
He taps him on the shoulder and goes,
Hold on. I'm looking up at the monitor. Sandy Miller is on TV. Channel 2. Hold on. Okay.
You okay?
The room just got hotter.
Oh, you're not kidding. Go ahead.
Oh.
But John Hamm, of course, Jeremy Renner plays the friend who's never been tagged before, and he wants to get out. you know, he's getting married, and so the rest of the group thinks they have to tag this guy. He's never been tagged.
If tag is just walking up touching a person, how can he be part of the group and never...
It's basically...
He's one of those guys that just keeps talking while you're talking.
He doesn't know when to shut up.
I learned it from you.
No, you didn't.
I did.
You talk over people. This is a show of tough love. Okay. How can he be part of a group of friends and never have been tagged if all it is you go up and go, you're it?
Well, it's only in the month of May, and there'll be times where they'll be around each other and go, look, it's not going on right now. When it's on, it's on.
Okay.
Yeah, and of course, it's very outlandish in the ways that Renner's character doesn't let him tag him. Like, they'll lunge for him, and he'll go flying over a table, or he'll throw a donut at Helm's face. It's just, it's the way they do it, it's a little bit more far-fetched. But
is it just called Tag?
It's Tag. That is the movie.
Now, before you give your review and what you think, I will tell you this. When I heard about it, I thought, this is the dumbest idea for a movie ever. Then I saw the trailer, and I thought, this is hilarious.
It is. And the thing is, anybody ever seen Sherlock Holmes with Downey Jr.?
Oh, horrible. Horrible.
Oh, I love it. You don't like it?
No. Horrible.
I didn't like it either.
I was mad that I went to see that.
I loved it. Guy Ritchie's version? It's so good. Horrible. But in the movie, when they're going after Renner, it goes into slow motion. And he goes, here he comes, he's judging too much, and he flies over the table, he'll move his shoulder, it's slow motion, it's so funny here, they use it for comedy here. And it's just, the whole movie is them trying to tag Renner. And the whole cast is great, John Hamm is good in anything, Hannibal Buress, who is known mostly for his comedy, is in it. It's an hour and 45, it will make you laugh out loud, because I know I am, for one, I'm competitive.
I mean, Hannibal Buress is the guy who was the beginning of the end for Bill Cosby, right?
Yeah.
That actually is what shined the light on Cosby's
movie.
Yeah, he was the one that made the joke on stage, and it was just a cascading effect.
Yeah, it was a domino effect.
So I just have a question about tag.
Yes, sir.
These five guys, like, what's preventing tagging you, and then you just tagging me right back and saying,
there's no tag back?
Well, a certain person is it, and then the rest of the group will run from him. So that's to say, if I was to tag you, I would tag you, and I'd run out that door.
And then I'm it.
And then you're it. Mm-hmm. You have to go tag somebody else, and then they get it.
Now, you can only tag people involved in this circle of friends, right?
Only
you can't, tag a stranger.
No, I'm saying if you're it and you tag me,
you're it.
What's to prevent me from tagging you right
you
back?
Could. Yeah. You could. You could. Go right back to me.
No, they've set up.
First of all, I'm looking, Tim, at you, and I'm looking at him. He'll run, and you won't catch him. Oh, okay. Once he tags you, he's going to take off, and I'm not going to be able to catch him either.
The story that I saw with the real guys, they said that they've set up rules now that they're older, and there's no tag backs. So if you walk up and tag, there's no tag backs, and there's a certain amount of time that has to pass before they can go tag somebody else.
But in the movie, though, they tag each other back all the time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that makes you look stupid.
Yeah.
Well, that's what the
and
real
And it's funny, and I will say, you do get real footage in the credits of the guys doing it.
Okay.
And it's crazy. They had a guy walk up at a baseball game dressed in a mascot's uniform.
Perfect.
And takes off that and goes, you're it. And the guy just fell out of his seat. He was shocked. I was like, oh, my gosh, it's your best friend. But it's funny because, for me, I'm competitive. And I played tag as a kid. And I'm still very competitive. If I play tennis with somebody, I want to win. I don't care if you're a man, a woman, my wife, my best friend. I'm going to beat you. I'm going to try to beat you.
You just said if you play with a man or a woman, you want to beat him. If you're playing tennis with a really good-looking woman, don't you understand that if you let her win,
I'll give him a few points. I'll give him, well, you know, usually if I let her have a couple points, I might work in it, but usually I rely on my charm to do that.
Mm.
But I'm going to go run after Tim here, but I can't let her win.
Wonder why Savage is hanging out down there. Sex, right? No, not right now, Ed. We got work to do.
All right, I got to rewatch one of those movies. Those movies were great. Those police squad.
But I did. Now, Tag, I give about three R&Ds.
ARDs. Like, all right, Dan. That's what all right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Oh,
three.
Man, that was pretty good. Three.
Well, I can do it better if you wanted me to.
All there right, you Dan. Go.
You say Sling Blade. You saw it, didn't you?
Well, guess what?
All right, Dan.
This is a perfect segue. See, wait. Frank Opinion just did a great segue.
We need to do three ARD.
Do it.
All right, Dan. All right, Dan. All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
Well, talking about Mr. Sling Blade, I watched a great television series over the weekend called Goliath.
I know. I've watched it. It's terrific.
Season 2 came out on Friday, and I binged it. I mean, 8 episodes. And that's what I like about Amazon Prime. They don't have 12, 15 episodes. They have 8 episodes. Right. And the first season, so Billy Bob Thornton plays a down-on-his-luck lawyer who gets the case of a lifetime. That's the whole idea. The title is that he is David, and the case, the opposition is Goliath.
Right.
And because he is a guy who basically drinks in a bar, sleeps in a motel next to the bar, doesn't care about anything except for his daughter.
And this sort of basic plot, you've seen 100 times.
It's have.
It's the retired cop that called back in on a case, but he's an alcoholic. It's that thing, but it's Billy Bob,
and
so it's better.
Like, it's like the same ingredients, but the dish is made with the best kind of ingredients.
Oh, that was well said.
You get Billy Bob Thornton, and I think, I don't know if you watch, if you get this when you watch it, but I think there's a lot of Billy Bob in Billy McBride. I think there's a lot of guys, because I don't know if you guys saw the article last week. They asked him about his marriage to Angelina Jolie, and he told people why it ended. And he said, look, I'm a simple guy. We live different lifestyles. And I think Billy Bob is the kind of guy that would live in a hotel, drink his butt off at a guitar at a bar,
I agree,
fall asleep on the ocean shore, and then just get up the next morning. And I think there's a lot of Billy McBride. And the reason I like this role is because he doesn't wear an ounce of makeup. It's just Billy Bob playing this lawyer who he may not be good in a lot of parts of his life, but when he gets into a courtroom, he's great. And that's the whole series. And season 2 is the same as season 1. Big case against the Mexican cartel. He gets... And see, the thing about Billy McBride is he likes to drink, but what he cannot resist...
You'd need to drink if you're going to be going up against the Mexican cartel.
You do. And it's terrible. The head of this cartel, his name's Gabriel... He's like a surgeon, and he takes body parts off if you betray him, and it's very convincingly played. And then there's Billy Bob Thornton's Billy McBride drinking bourbon and going, well, you know, I'm just going to... He can't resist the urge to fight the good fight.
Right, so it's called Goliath.
Goliath. And it's David E. Kelly, who's done a lot of lawyer shows, The Practice, Boston Legal. But it's just one of those shows that it's very watchable. You ever watch a show that's not complex? It's not slow. It just moves. Every episode seems to have a rhythm to it.
Yeah.
And
speaking of Amazon Prime, have you seen the series Mad Dog?
Yeah.
He has to finish with ARD.
But again, if you don't want to go to the theater, and look, if you don't, I understand, you know, Incredibles 2, or, you know, you don't like costume superheroes. If you like your superheroes that just want to drink bourbon and sleep on a beach, go watch Goliath. Because Billy Bob Thornton is amazing. He's great in Sling Blade. But in this one, see, for me, I like actors who don't wear 1 ounce of makeup and they're phenomenal in the role. That is true acting. Like, for example, Clint Eastwood's J. Edgar. Leonardo DiCaprio, great actor, but he put a bunch of makeup on to play J. Edgar, and you can tell it was an actor wearing
makeup.
And there's no offense to DiCaprio. He tried, but he failed. Billy Bob Thornton Pitus showed up to the set, put on his suit, and just said, all right, where we go?
All right.
And the best part, can I get one more thing about Billy Bob?
Okay.
He's a real life, he's a big-time Cardinals fan.
Yes, he is.
And he sneaks in 2 great Cardinals references in this show. The first season, it was a Bob Gibson reference. He's telling a friend about how you win a case. He's like, Bob Gibson, you know what Bob Gibson said about pitching? The most important thing is strike one. And that's just so good. And then he makes a Gas House Gang reference in season 2. I love that. I love those little parts of the real guy in the performance.
All right, how many ARDs?
4.
Here we go.
4.
All right, Dan.
And how perfect, that's Billy Bob Thornton's
voice.
That
is.
Yeah.
4 ARDs.
Yeah. He's great.
All right, Dan, Mad Dog, before you say anything else, you know that's what dyslexic guys yell out when they're cursing. Mad Dog it! Flip the letters backwards. See, it's GD backwards.
Oh.
Mad
Man. Oh.
Mad Dog it.
Yeah.
He's got it.
All right.
There's another movie out there.
Now, did you want to ask him about Mad Dog?
No, I asked him if you saw it, right?
I watched the first episode, but I haven't watched I haven't watched all of them. How many episodes are there?
I don't know. We're into episode number 8.
Hey, before this gets away from me, were you planning on talking about the Incredibles 2 epilepsy thing?
No.
The warning?
What was it?
Oh, my goodness. I read this morning.
I watched it again over the weekend. I watched it twice.
There
What's
was a
that?
Scene that can cause certain people who are prone to seizures go into these violent seizures. And it's some sort of flashing light thing. So they're now having to warn people when they go in to see Incredibles 2, if you have epilepsy or you're prone to seizures, you might want to turn away or walk out for this 1 minute. Or
I can
whatever.
See it. The wow. villain, the villain in the movie hypnotizes you. So the whole screen is basically a flashing light, and it is pretty much half the movie.
I have it right here. It says, Disney has issued a warning to viewers about its new Incredibles film. Picks up for the features a seat. You're right, with a villain screen slaver.
Yeah.
That features bright flashing lights. After it opened Friday, some of the people who went said it triggered migraines, chronic illness, epileptic seizures. Epilepsy Foundation issued a statement about concerns with people. Yeah, it could have a seizure during the movie.
But I will say that it still set the record, the highest grossing ever for an animated film. $250 million. In one weekend. And guess what? That's going to grow this weekend. That's going to grow. So good for that. But I'll tell you what. You know who didn't have a good weekend? John Travolta. Gotti finally came out in limited. And you know what his Rotten Tomatoes score was? Now, a good Rotten Tomatoes score is 60%.
Oh, I'm going to say in the teens.
Zero.
Whoa.
That means Tim's relative liked the movie.
What was ha ha ha? What was that for?
That was just making fun of him, like ha ha ha. You got zero.
No.
Now let's just provide a little
Once
history.
Again,
here.
Hold on. Another misuse.
Second
limey,
man.
Edit it out.
All right.
Radio edit.
All right, go ahead, Dan.
It started out, the history of this movie is Lionsgate acquired it, and they made the movie, and then Lionsgate dropped it.
Wasn't it shot like 4 years ago?
It was shot 2 years ago, and okay. I mean, it's been sitting on a shelf, and then somebody else picked it up, I think some indie distributor, they put it out there. Not even the film critic's uncle liked the movie. 0%, you had to be bad. Let's put it this way. There was a movie with John Travolta called Battlestar something.
Galactica.
Yeah, and that even got
15%. No, it wasn't. You're right. It wasn't
Battlestar Galactica was a TV
Battlestar
show. The movie,
Earth,
I think, is Battle for Earth.
Battle for Earth, yep. Or Battlefield Earth.
Battlefield Earth.
Battlefield Earth, and it was terrible.
And that was 15%.
No,
that's terrible.
Thing, I'm going to be great, no?
I mean, Incredibles, 96%.
How do you make a bad mob movie? I don't think I've ever seen a bad mob movie.
I think it's just Travolta really... Play
a
terrible
movie.
John Gotti.
How do you make a mob movie?
Get the dance or anything in the man. Oh, let me dance.
John Travolta was great in Face Off with Nicolas
Cage.
Yeah. I love that movie.
That's not a mob movie.
But he just...
I wasn't talking about mob movies.
But, he plays this... In the trailer, you can see. I mean, it doesn't look terrible. I don't think it's a 0%. I mean, 0% is... You want that time back. You want
0%
that
is you would pay
minutes.
Not to go.
You would basically want to be held hostage by this movie. And 0%, it didn't gross anything. It was just bad. That's just got to be terrible. What if you're an actor, you go, hey, how much did the movie do? He tells his agent, zero.
You know that I don't think it matters to a guy like that? He's made so much.
No,
at this point,
doesn't.
It just doesn't
but
matter.
But it was a passion project for him. So he probably wanted to be received at least well. I mean, you're playing John Gotti. You're thinking, okay, I'm going to maybe get an Oscar, maybe Golden Globe.
Over the years, there have been
now you're going to win a Razzie Award.
There have been things that have been done over the years that people said, well, that's the end of that person's career.
Yeah.
Remember Waterworld?
It almost ended. That ended Costner for a while.
It slowed it down.
Yeah.
But it didn't kill him. It wasn't the end of his career.
No. Because it made money, and he directed it, and he just kind of took the blow for it.
It wasn't Three Amigos? Didn't that get horrible? That didn't do well.
That's almost so bad it's funny, though.
Okay.
Kevin Costner has something coming out that I saw as a trailer.
Yellowstone.
Have you talked about that
yet? It's Paramount. It's the problem. I don't have Paramount Pictures streaming device.
Oh, this is spectacular.
My
wife
mentioned this to me.
He plays a villain. He plays a villain.
It's a Cowboys and Indians deal where the Indians are trying to take their land back that the white man took from them, and it's a real...
Is that true? Did we do that?
No.
That's
a myth. It's an urban legend.
And I will say, the guy who's doing it, the guy who's doing Yellowstone is Taylor Sheridan, who's done both the Sicario movies, Wind River. He did that. He's doing Yellowstone.
Well, will you explain to me how I watch that? Is that when you say a Paramount series, is that like a competitor of Netflix? Or
yes,
what?
Yes.
So I have to have a subscription to Paramount?
It's like DirecTV has their own streaming device. Netflix, Amazon, Goliath's on Amazon. So you have to have Amazon to be able to watch it. That's why I'm going to have to get Paramount streaming device to watch this series.
How many are there? I mean, there's Netflix,
they're
Amazon,
just gonna
Paramount.
Grow. They're just going to grow because you know what people are doing? Paramount Pictures distributes movies, right? Well, they're thinking, if everybody's going to watch, if all these actors are going to Netflix, I'm going to do I mean, they're just everybody's going to Warner Brothers. I guarantee you, Warner Brothers is going to have a streaming device.
Is there one-stop shopping where I can just say, okay, I want to write this check, and I just want all of them?
Hulu has a lot of them, but not all of them. I mean, Hulu...
That's awful.
And here's the problem with all of this. People start saying, well, I want to cut the cord. I'm not going to pay for DirecTV or digital.
And I did.
But what happens is, by the time you do Amazon and Netflix, and uh-huh. Paramount, you just stacked up a bunch of money again, and you're still paying a lot of
money. But I will say, like, UVerse was charging like over a couple $100s. Now I have Netflix, I have Amazon Prime, I got Hulu's, and Hulu's got a bunch of the NBC and the ABC shows. It only cost me less than half of what I was paying for UVerse.
My wife asked me about Yellowstone. I said, I have no idea how to see it because she loves Kevin Costner.
Yeah.
And it sounded good to me.
It's really good.
But you're saying, is it an app or is it you go online, the Paramount?
It's both. It's like an app. It's like if you had like Netflix.
Do you know what it costs?
I know YouTube Red costs about $20-$30 a month. It can't be more than that. I would say.
It doesn't take too many of these, and you're right back to what you were paying.
You are, yeah. Eventually, before. Warner Brothers is going to have a streaming device because they can make these movies and shows so quickly. I mean, they're low budget, they shoot quickly, and the directors and writers have full reign. That means there's no overwatch on the set. They're making their thing, and people love that. You want more control.
This thing debuts tomorrow night.
And it looks great.
What's crazy is that, you know, I'm watching, like, The Affair on Showtime.
That's a good show.
My wife likes it.
Yeah, Dominic West. Dominic West. Joshua Jackson from Dawson's Creek is great.
Hold on. Is he what he does?
It's unbelievable. It's basically when Tim reads the news.
Okay.
It's like a bloodstained hurricane.
It's actually funny. Don't take this too personally. But you have to see what you don't see, and that is that.
I get really excited
if Tim says, you know, I'm currently watching The Affair. Here's Dan Buffa. You know that was directed by the same guy.
Exactly.
Let him just talk about it. And we don't get as deep into it as you do. You know, the cinematographer on that film was the same guy who studied under Richard Donner, and Richard was directing.
Richard Donner's a director.
I know. I spent a day with Richard Donner. I
did. Oh, here we go.
No, I did. He was a really nice guy. Oh. So The Affair, my wife loves The Affair.
Sure.
And it, when I walk in the room and it's on, it seems to me like it's the same one episode that I was watching a year ago. Oh. I don't get it.
I spent the day with Fred Blitzen.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Four legs?
Yes.
No. An obscure Blitzen. Reference to the Rudolph. Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Dan's are going to be outlawed in this whole episode.
My point that I was going to make is that right before The Affair came on is when I saw the trailer for Yellowstone, and it's about 3 minutes
long.
I saw it.
It's a guy peeing on a rock.
Yeah. Big rock.
It's
got four faces on it.
Frank just told Dan about it.
I know. It's
what?
It's like tag. It's like radio tag.
No, did you even get it? Yellowstone, I think I'm peeing on a rock?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
They tease you with these trailers on Showtime of series that I can't get anywhere on my UVerse. I don't understand why they advertise with people that are...
And you know why? Because, you know, Showtime and Paramount are probably working together, and they're trying to get you to... They'll give you a three-minute trailer, and they want you to get the streaming device, which is going to be $20, and then they just rope you in with that. Because you can't watch this... Think about a movie. Movie comes out in theaters, you'll be able to watch it on TV eventually, buy it on Blu-ray... You cannot buy these series on Netflix.
Well, not to be or rude or anything, but if you want to watch Yellowstone, you can tomorrow. It comes out on the Spike TV channel.
Really?
And then at 10 p.m. on CMT.
Whoa.
Really?
Ooh, they're trading off.
We get Spike and CMT.
It.
Way to go, Limey.
There you go.
My wife thanks you.
Wow.
Well, hold on. Are you sure? Because there's another Yellowstone, and it's a National Geographic documentary series called
This is Yellowstone, American TV series. John Dutton tries to protect his ranch,
the largest in the United States.
On 8 p.m. on Spike, 10 p.m. on CMT.
Because we pulled up Yellowstone, and we were excited. Ooh, there it is, and it was a National Geographic thing on the park. Yeah. Okay, yeah, Spike and CMT.
That's correct.
Great. Now, Dan, how can that happen? How can that be? Doesn't that take money out of the pockets of Paramount?
They're probably gonna do it with the first season, and then they'll probably pull back. Maybe make you get especially if this is a long story. They'll rope you in. That's what Netflix did way back in the day, because it's all started with on demand. On demand movies released on demand instead of theaters, and then Netflix came along, and then Amazon Prime, Hulu. They're just gonna get you, and sooner or later, nobody's gonna go to a movie in a theater anymore. That's basically gonna be it.
Well, that's what they said when VHS tapes came out and movies came. No, they did. They said, well, that's the end of the movie theater. People watch movies at home. Nah. It wasn't the end. There's still something about sitting in, especially these dine-in theaters with a recliner.
Oh my goodness.
I love that. And there's just something about that and their sound system and their screen, which I don't have at home, that's just better. And every once in a while, I think a lot of people will still go to the movie.
And it is. And next week, we got Jurassic Park Fallen Kingdom coming out. I'm watching that tonight with Chris
Pratt.
Yeah,
what's up with the Jurassic Park? It seems like every few years, there's another Jurassic Park that comes
out. Well, Chris Pratt, they kind of rebooted the series 2 years ago, 3 years ago with Chris Pratt and Bryce Dallas Howard, Ron Howard's daughter, in a whole new series. Same park, different story, different characters. Now, this is a sequel to that movie. It did really well. And it's basically a guilty pleasure summer movie, you know, dinosaurs, humans in a park trying to survive. But Chris Pratt makes this funny. But I will say, he plays the same guy he plays in Guardians of the Galaxy. So that comes out next week. That'll be a free movie. That's like a minute review.
No. I was trying to get your attention to make a motion for you not to play that.
Which one did you want me to play?
All right, Lyme, you know what? You're not working
This is
out.
Going
You're not
well.
Working
you
out. I'm sorry.
Hey, we saw.
You said I have it ready.
Went okay, to
but,
the.
Okay. But that's next.
Edit out what we just did. Just edit. That's awkward.
Edit out the whole hour.
Edit out.
Radio edit.
We went to the.
I was
going to
ask
theater.
You for something else eventually. Dan, before you say anything, I submitted, as you know, I've written many screenplays, and none of them have ever been turned into anything. People steal my ideas, but my latest one is I've written a screenplay, and it's about a bunch of animals. They're native to Africa, the plains of Africa, and in the movie, they're all, for some mysterious reason, they're all vomiting all over the place. It's Giraffe Sick Park.
Oh, my goodness.
There it is.
Thank you!
Oh, my goodness.
Even Randy.
Thank you, Limey.
So, we went and saw Ocean's 8.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Did and you want your time back?
No, I didn't want my time back, but it was one of those movies where you walked out of there and you're like, that was okay.
See, that's not good enough.
No, it was all right.
You spend money for that. That's the thing. I mean, it's not a bad movie. It's just you're going to leave it and kind of be like, okay, that was all they could do. They brought it back after years to do that. It's just kind of
I think I'd actually rather see a really horrible movie than that, because at least I can go talk about how horrible
and rip it.
And just tear it and go tell people, don't go see this.
Yeah,
where what he's talking about, you just go, oh, really?
it was
no
just
big
like...
Deal.
The hardest reviews to write for me are the ones where I like the movie, but the ones that the best ones to write are the ones where I rip it.
Yeah,
I mean, save your time. Don't even think about watching this movie. But this one I was just kind of like,
hang on one second. Limey had an opportunity there and you missed it.
I thought it was too long.
He said the ones where I get to rip it. See, there was an opportunity there.
It happened. There you go.
Okay. I thought it was too long.
Now, do you want to ask me about Uber?
I do, because you were telling us in the hall off the air that you're an Uber driver, and it's been almost a year.
Almost a year, coming up on 11, actually, July 10th will be a 1 year.
And your
year.
Best nights or weekends are when there's Cardinal baseball.
Cardinals enliven this town. Without the Cardinals, it's pretty dead downtown as far as
Are you an Uber X or just the regular black?
Regular Uber Black.
Which is the normal one? The
Uber Black is when you have an SUV. I'm Uber X, so I have this regular sedan, smaller car.
Okay.
But I'm an Uber X driver.
Have you had a bad experience? Has somebody thrown up in your car? Have you had one of those?
What is bad to you as far as...
Well, bad is somebody vomits in your car.
I've had three near vomits, but no full-on vomit yet.
Okay.
I've had one where somebody just politely told me that you need to go to the side of the road.
Pull over.
And I went across three lanes on Manchester to get to the side of the road, opened the door, and she just went all over the ground.
You know my favorite part of Uber is, and I take Uber 5-6 times a month, is that when you get done as an Uber rider, you rate the driver a 5 stars, like he does his star ratings here. Well, the driver also rates you. So that they sit around, and like when you're requesting a ride, if you're sitting there and you see somebody with a bad rating, you're like, I'm not going to go get them. Screw them.
I've had one where, I mean, the lowest rating I've seen for a rider is like 4. I've never seen a less than a 4.0.
Okay.
I mean, I think if you got a 3.5, you might be packing
a
gun.
I think it's great that they also rate passengers.
Yeah.
There are some passengers who are obnoxious a-holes. They are. I wouldn't want to pick them up.
Oh,
No tip, rude, cursed all the time, whatever.
I've only had like one or two where I've given them less than... I usually give you 5.
Have you ever asked anybody to get out of the car?
No, not yet. And I've had 1,500 rides, over 1,500 rides, and I never had to ask anybody to get out of the car.
What kind of car do you drive?
I drive a Hyundai Elantra, so it's a nice little small little sedan. It can seat four, but they put six in in my car at times.
Now that we got these little patty cake questions out of the way, let's get to the good ones. You ever get hit on?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's people.
How blatantly?
I mean,
what's the best one?
Let's put it this way: every other weekend, at least, there's somebody that goes, "Why don't you pull over this car and let's go in the bar and have a couple drinks?" And I tell you what, if I was single,
that from a guy or a girl?
Both.
Really?
Oh,
both. Have you ever looked in the rearview mirror and the chick in the back seat has taken her top off for you? Have you had that?
There's been no nudity, unfortunately, in my car so far. But it's close. I mean, you got to think. They pack. There's people. There's a woman that laid across three people in the back seat, and all of a sudden I'm driving, and out of the corner of my left ear, she goes, "Hey there, Uber driver." And I almost moved the car. I was like, oh, my God.
All right. Have you ever found anybody in the back seat, like, doing a BJ or anything?
No, but somebody's falling asleep in my back seat. I had to awaken them. And let me tell you something. A woman... No, no sex in my car, not yet.
HJ.
HJ. What is an HJ?
Yeah, well, come on. What's an HJ?
Did you say HJ?
Starts with hand.
There's BJ and there's HJ.
I thought you said HG.
Well, just say the name. Say the word.
No, you... No.
Well, you can say hand job.
You can say hand job.
And by the way,
yeah.
If you can't, I'll know after the show's over.
Yeah. Isn't there a song?
Never again. This is the last show.
Hand job.
Yeah.
Hand job.
Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun.
Oh, hand jive.
But the worst thing is having to wake somebody up. A girl passed out in my back seat. And you know, as far as sexual harassment, what do? You open the door by the head and go, "Hey," or you open the door by her legs and go, "Hey."
No.
I got out of the car and I slammed my door hard. She woke right up. Out of the car.
You take her top off.
Yeah.
So that she can breathe.
And then when I'm in court, I'm going to say, "Frankie Pinion told me I could take her top off."
You got to make sure she gets air and clothes are constricting.
But it's definitely an interesting job that does get help.
Unless she's really ugly and then you lean down and go, "You're going to smother."
There's been some really hot women in my car. I mean, I understand. I pick them up, and Friday and Saturday night, they are dressed, I mean, to impress. There's some very hot ladies.
And when you pick up, like, three friends, that's got to be the best.
Oh, yeah. The car smells great. Oh. They're all wearing perfume. They wash their hair. They're like, "How are you doing?" And they always ask me, "What do you do? What do you do? What else do you do? You know, are you married?" And I go, "Yeah."
You go, yeah, and you do it just that way.
Yeah.
Almost as if to say, yeah, but the right now, I wish maybe.
Some women take that as a challenge.
They do. There was one woman, I picked her up when the Guns N' Roses played the Dome last year. And this woman got in the car, and she was like, "Hey." And right away, I'm like, okay, I got a 15-minute ride. I got to resist. And by the end, she's just like, "Look, I'm going to go in here. You know, I want you to come with me." And I was like, man, I can't. I mean,
when we get off the air, will you tell us the real story?
When you know your wife's not listening.
Just go to break. I want to hear it now.
I'm such a good husband. I said no. But no, I mean, it is a very interesting job. You get to see every kind of person when you drive for Uber, because you get the people that are not drunk, very drunk, insanely drunk, mythical drunk, you know, which is at like 2 a.m. when they've drank in the whole bar.
They've drank the whole bar. They've drank beer,
whiskey, everything.
What's the biggest tip you ever got? 100%, 50%? What biggest tip?
I had a $3 ride where I talked to them. There's a lot of 99% of people want to talk. People that say Uber drivers shouldn't talk are wrong. Yeah. I mean, they want you to talk. And we had a good conversation. Took her to the airport and she tipped me
$3 trip.
A $3 trip. It was right down the road.
It had to be like two blocks.
Yeah. It was like a $3 trip. Well, Uber takes a little bit of a slice, so it was like probably like a five.
Oh, so it was three for you.
Yeah, for me.
And then she gave you what kind of
tip? $20 tip.
All right.
Yeah, it was a good time. Yeah, people tip. Some people don't. It just depends.
And they tip on the app, right?
They can, or they can give you cash. Either way, people say you can't.
Do you allow them to ride in the front with you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean,
have you ever had a female in the front try to touch your wiener while you're driving?
No, not yet.
Right, again, your wife's not listening off the air.
We'll do a podcast with the real Uber confessions.
Yes. Is this a stick shift car?
Whoa. What hand is that?
See, me and Dan are listening to this, and we're like going to go out and apply to be Uber drivers tomorrow. And then
it's starting to sound interesting.
And then a month from now, we're going to quit because neither of us have been hit on.
No.
You know why I couldn't do it? And I told you off the air. I'm navigationally challenged. I couldn't
Uber is navigationally challenged. They'll have me going down. I mean, I don't know where I'm I'm going in the city.
Well, it's not Uber. It's your whoever GPS you're using.
Yeah, but whatever they use, it's bad. I mean, there'll be construction. Go right. I can't go right. I should just tell the police officer Uber told me to do it.
But first of all, if you do get lost or have to take an alternate, the price is fixed when you pick them up. It's already staged. So if you screw up and miss a turn or have to go down the interstate, that's on you.
Basically, the way it's tabulated, you get distance, time it takes, and then there's a base fee. And then all those go together, and that's what you make. But, yeah, I mean, it's somebody wants to add a stop to their trip. If they're in the car and the thing's going, you keep making money.
I'd like to just, if I could, put in just say hello to Laclede Cab. And I'm serious about this. They for many, many, many years, Laclede was part of the show. And Uber has crushed a lot of the cab business. It has. And it's one of the reasons that they can't afford to advertise anymore, because they had to make some cuts. And unfortunately, Uber cost us an advertiser. That's
really
a fact.
And now I feel like the villain.
No, because it's just the world we live in. It just is. It's sort of like saying, well, I can't stand Walmart because Walmart, and this is true in my case, put my parents out of business. My dad had been laid off, and they lost their entire life savings going into a little business they had no business going into. And then here comes Walmart down the road and shut them down because nobody came into my parents' little bitty store in a hick town in Tennessee.
And I will say, they're out there. I mean, cabs are out there, man. I mean, there's as many cabs out there as there are Uber drivers. I mean, they'll be stacked up in front of the bar. So it's a good job. You know, it's interesting, always fun.
All right, this was a good segment. Of all the things coming up soon in the movie theater to see, what should we be most excited about? You don't have to go into great detail, just what movie.
I'll tell you this much. There's a trailer. Bradley Cooper is directing for the first time. He's doing A Star Is Born. It's the fourth cinematic, treatment of this story, which started out in 1957.
And I hear it is absolutely the best one.
It is. I mean, because he directed it. Lady Gaga plays the woman who the country star takes under his wing. He did his own singing. He took it for granted that he could sing. He went for months of training. And for the first, this is a very rare thing, they sang on the set. So there is no...
I saw the trailer, and I was impressed.
Yeah.
I really was. I've never seen The Star Is Born with Christopherson.
I've never seen any one of them.
What was the other one?
There was three of them.
I saw the one with Christopherson and Barbara Streisand. It was horrible.
Now, I have a quick trivia question for you. The original Star is Born, the one Christopherson was in, who did Barbara Streisand want to co-star with her, but it didn't happen?
I've heard this before, and I don't remember.
The King, Elvis.
Yeah. Elvis.
She wanted Elvis.
Supposedly for this movie, Bradley Cooper wanted Beyoncé. And I'm glad they went Lady Gaga, because I think
Gaga's a good choice. But the King, Colonel Parker, wouldn't let him do it.
Yeah.
He wouldn't let him do it. And they said Elvis was just devastated because he wanted to do a serious something besides
could he act too? Could he act?
That would have been a test to see if he could act. So I'll see this one.
It comes out in October. It's going to be an Oscar contender. I think it's impressive that Cooper did his own singing, and they sang on the set. It's not lip synced. They are singing the songs on the movie.
That's going to be good.
It is good. So that's coming out. That's the one that I can't wait for. Mission Impossible.
I wrote a screenplay, and it was a story of a really, really successful, very successful singer. And remember the Michael Jackson deal when he was shooting the Pepsi commercial, and his hair caught on fire. It was kind of based loosely on that. A Star Is Burned.
Thanks, Tim. Thanks for laughing.
Wow.
Right, that was a legit Tim laugh. Look at that.
He tried not to, but he couldn't help it. You know how to get out of here.
That's it. I'm Dan Buffa. I've had enough.
All right, we've had enough also. Thank you. Dan Buffa. Much like Tim Woodburn, man with multiple jobs. What's the common theme here in radio, young people? Don't go into it, because if you do, you'll have to have another job. Dan Buffa has three jobs. Channel 5, he writes for them. He's an Uber driver, and he does this thing. So, see, radio won't support you by itself. Dan Buffa brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. You can find out a whole lot more at windowworldst.louis.com. Limestone, would you like for me to do some business?
I would love that.
All right. You don't own a home. What do you rent?
I am a renter.
House or a condo?
Apartment.
Apartment. Okay. Well, I can't talk to you about remodeling a kitchen or bathroom. If you did, you'd be an idiot because you'd be doing it for the landlord, and you get nothing out of it. Tim, you have a home?
I do.
Own the home?
I do.
How old's the kitchen?
It's the same kitchen that I inherited 9 years ago.
Well, 9's not too old. How old's the house?
28 years old.
Okay. That could be ready for... Dan, you rent, right?
Yes.
Okay. Only an FM DJ would hire Thompson Price to come in and do a complete remodel on a rental home. Maybe that market is out there. But otherwise, it's for homeowners. And the people who do this, the people who call Thompson Price, first of all, they're smart because they include Thompson Price. Even though they talk maybe to other companies, they make sure that included in there is the name Price, Thompson Price. And the reason they do it is they love their homes. They don't want to move. You know, even in this seller's market, there are a lot of people, they love everything about the house, but they're fed up with the kitchen. It's interesting, I've been looking at homes with my son and his wife, and the kitchen is the most, I guess, one of the two most interesting parts of the house you can look at to me, because you'll go in some kitchens, and we went in one house, and the microwave was on, it was the lowest part. It was an oven, and on the bottom was the microwave. You'd have to get on your knees to use the microwave, and I just thought, this is the goofiest looking thing I've ever seen. Unless you're like a little person, or you want to bend all the way down to open the microwave, I don't know how that happened. And then you'll go in some houses, and there's only one oven. There aren't two. Well, if you're a really good cook, and you have a kitchen with one oven, and you like the rest of your house, when you remodel the kitchen, one of the top priorities would be you tell the folks at Thompson Price, I want two big ovens. I want a convection oven, a regular oven, and then I want this microwave or that microwave. And you give them all the ideas you can about what you think you want, and then they're going to give you theirs. And between the two of you, you're going to end up with the only perfect kitchen in the world for you. You think about it. There's not another home in the world with that identical kitchen, because nobody else has ever built a kitchen just for you. They couldn't have. They didn't interview you. They didn't put you through the Thompson Price process. They didn't ask the questions Thompson Price asked. And they're going to ask you a bunch of questions. It's like an interrogation. And you might think at some point, wow, is this really necessary? The answer is yes, it is. And the reason the other companies don't do it as well or have as thorough a process for questioning you is they're not really interested in coming up with the perfect kitchen, because if they were, they'd ask you all the same questions. They'd want to know everything they could, not just about you, about your whole family. And not just who lives there now. Who might live there in the future? Are grandparents coming to live with you? What kind of health do they have? What kind of shape are they in? And in the event that maybe they're not so healthy, is this a kitchen they're going to be able to use too? There's a lot that goes into this. It's not just something you can slap together. Unfortunately, there are people who do just that. Folks, look, you want to just at least make sure you include Thompson Price. Make sure the name Price is in at least one of the companies you're talking to. Showroom is in De Pere, less than a quarter mile east of 270 on Manchester. Find out a whole lot more at thompsonprice.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. Buying a home is more than just about rates and closing costs. And I'll tell you, I don't see us getting beat on that very often. Get pre-approved today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC.
Who's ready for an all-you-can-eat Father's Day buffet? Prime rib, sugar-cured ham, giant Alaskan king crab legs, jumbo shrimp and baby back ribs, a sushi station, a breakfast station, and a dessert station with baklava and Greek pastries. That's how it's done at Surf and Sirloin. You know the place, located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270. White tablecloth dining on Father's Day with an all-you-can-eat buffet starting at 10:30. Reservations by calling 822-3637 or make them online at surfandsirloin.com.
Looking to wet your whistle? Well, Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill has you covered. Swing by one of Hotshot's 11 area locations and try the featured beer of the month. This month, enjoy a pint of Shock Top. It's available for an exclusive price at Hotshot's throughout June. There'll be a new featured beer each month in 2018, and you can get the skinny on all of them at HotshotsNet.com. Hotshot's, all the games, all the time, for over 25 years.
We are about 1 minute away from breaking for the news with Tim Woodburn, followed by the Playhouse and a joke by request. I think I told you, open my emails in the morning. I don't like to read email before I go to bed, because then I really can't sleep. I have enough trouble sleeping as it is. I was up to 2 o'clock last night watching the rest of that
The Staircase on Netflix. So I watched the conclusion of that. So I like to read emails at night because if there's anything in there that I didn't want to read or wish I hadn't read, then I can't sleep. So I read them in the morning, and this morning I got one. And this guy said, Frank, unless I missed it, you haven't told any, and he mentions a joke, and as soon as he mentions the joke, I know what he's talking about. And it's perfect for today because, as it turns out, it's a joke about going to the movie theater. How about that? You don't think this is a well-oiled machine? You're wrong. So don't go anywhere. Oh, and Bill Cleveland. Well, we didn't even have time to get him in. He's